January 31st, 2017.
Last week we started a new perek. We started on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, the sixth perek, Perek Kisui Hadam. It's a pasuk in Chumash, a mitzvah that's still noyig in our generation, even in Chutz Lortz. That's how the Mishnah says. If you shecht the behemah, there's no need for Kisui Hadam. Only applies if you shecht chaya v'of. So by us, we usually don't shecht chaya, so we eat deer's meat. It's expensive, but chicken and turkeys and duck and geese that we do eat. So there's a mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. So the first bit of discussion is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the mitzvah only applies b'chulin, avloy b'mekdoshim. So the question is, what kind of mekdoshim are you talking about? So first the Gemara thought mekdoshim means korbanos. So the Gemara says, why can't you do Kisui Hadam on korbanos? Because you have to be zerik. Because you have to be zerik the dam. What kind of korbanos are always behemoths? They're not chayes. Right. So you're talking about oifus. Oh. What kind of oifus? So there's oilos oif and chatos oif. So oilos oif, you burn the whole thing. So that's called what we would call shchita sheinem ruya. When you do chatos oif and oilos oif, you don't do a shchita, you do a malika. But malikos is zui shchitasa, so it's not an avela. The Mishnah says later, if you shoot chay v'yof, there's no mitzvah kisei adam. Or if you did a shchita psula, you had one of the five psulim, Shehiyah Drosa, Chalad, Agrama, Viker. So if it turns out to be an avela, that's the Mishnah later, that there's no mitzvah of Kisei Hadam. Only if you did a good shechita. But if you do the malika properly, then the Gemara says, malikos is zui shechitasai. So the question is, would you be chayv to do Kisei Hadam? So on oilosoif, there's nothing to discuss. Rashi keeps on saying, I'm peg dalar on the base. Oilosoif, nobody eats it. So that's called shechita shein of Ruya. So Shechita Shein Ruya is a Machlokes HaTanaim in the next Mishnah on Pehei Omer Aleph. We already had it a few times in Perek Osu Ve'ezbeno. Shechita Shein Ruya is Negea to Osu Ve'ezbeno, Kisui Hadam, and a Ganav who does Tovach U'mocher. If the Ganav shoots the Shor V'seh, he's not Chayiv Dalveh. A Gazlan is only Chayiv to pay back the Karen. If a person Gamvis, he sneaks in and he hides when he takes it, he's a Ganav, then he's chayiv kefal. And if he does tovach u'machar, I'm sure, or seh, so not only does he pay keren and kefal, he pays another two times, arba boker tachas ha-seh, hamisha boker yishalom tachas ha-shor. In addition to the keren and kefal, he pay another three times. Let's say the behemoth is worth $1,000, so he pay hamisha boker, he pay $5,000. $1,000 keren, $1,000 kefal, and an additional $3,000 because of the tovach u'machar. So if he shoots the ganav, shoots the animal, that's not tovach. Has to be a proper shechita. What if he shechts and it turns out to be a treifa? Or what if he shechts lavad zara? What if he shechts? What are the other cases? And it's also bano. He shechts the behemah and it's also bano. So the shechita was a perfect shechita. It's mitarm deinavel, but you're not allowed to eat it. So that's called shechita sheni ruya. So that was an old machlekes Reb Shimon bar Yochai, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. How do we paskin like that? Where the shechita sheni ruya shmo shechita. So the Gemara is going to say on the next daf that Reb Yehuda Anosi, who edited the Mishnayos, instituted a compromise in Pesach, and that's how we paskin like Reb Yehuda Anosi's compromise. With respect to Kisei Hadam, we adopt Reb Shimon's position because the pasuk says, "If he shecht chay va'of asher yeyochel." The Chumash adds on two words, "asher yeyochel," that is edible. So it sounds like it has to be shechita haruya. If you're not going to be able to eat it, if it's shochat v'nim tzistreifa, or shochat chunum v'azara, or shochat kotshim v'chutz, or shochat l'avad azara, and you're not allowed to eat it, osa ba'ano, then shechita sheni ruya, lav shma shechita. When you get to osa be'ezbeno, when you get to the gan of shechting, the tovach ha-mochar, the shorba said there, that expression doesn't appear. Hashem Yehochel just says, t'vocho o'mochara. So Tvacha, we paskin against Reb Shimon. Shechita Sheni Ruya is Shema Shechita. So it is subject to the din of Osu Ve'ezbeno, and the Ganav would have to pay Dalet Vehei. If he's Tavach and it's Nimtzes Shechita Sheni Ruya, Nimtzes Treifa. But when it gets to Kisei Hadam, we paskin like Reb Shimon. So that's what Rashi explains. We're not talking over here about doing Kisei Hadam on Oilasov. Oilasov, nobody eats it. It's an Oila, it's Kotchim. And it's also b'chila, also b'ano, it's a me'ila, so there's nothing to discuss. We're talking about chatasov. Chatasov, the kohanim eat it. You do a little bit of zrikas hadam, mitzui hadam, on the side of the mizbech, But then the Kohanim eat a little bit from the Chata Soif. So that should be a Shechita Haruya.
Was there one man, the Omer, said that the Achila of the Kavod?
Yeah, so there was one sheet that Rashi was assuming already we don't accept that sheet, right? There was one sheet that in the previous Perek, that Achilas Mizbech is also Shema Achila. Asher Yochel doesn't necessarily have to be Achilas Adam, since the oil, so if you burn it on the Mizbech, that's called Shechita Haruya, because it's going to have Achilas Mizbech, right? So Rashi is going against that sheet, right? Right. So the Gemara is first starts off, the whole discussion starts off, they thought Mugdashim, the mitzvah of Kisa Adam, doesn't apply to Mugdashim. It means the Kochim Mizbech. That's usually Mugdashim. Kochim Mizbech, we call it Hegdish. We usually don't call it Mugdashim. Mugdashim usually has the connotation of being a korban. So if you have a korban of a Chatasoif, Rashi wants to limit a Chatasoif, so you don't do Kisei Adam. So the Gemara says, why shouldn't you do Kisei Adam? So the Gemara says, first, the Gemara, just to review, the Gemara says, simple. The din requires you have to have Ofer Lamayla, Ofer Lamata. So if you're going to put Ofer Lamata on the Mizbech before you do the Mitzvah Hadam from the Chata Soif, there's got to be a Chatzitza in between the Dam and the Mizbech. Elamai, unless you put the Ofer Lamata and you mevatel it legabim mizbech, and you're going to plan to leave it there permanently, so then you're mishana the tzuras hamizbech, and we have the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that David HaMelech was given by God Hachoizer, the God Hanavi gave him the Megillah b'Ksav Hakol b'Ksav Miyad Hashem Alai Haskil. The Navi gave David HaMelech the Megillah b'Ksav how to construct the Beis Hamikdash, and he gave it to his son Shlomo HaMelech, and you have to build everything just so. There's no such din on the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. It's only a din on the Binyan. On the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, but we're talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzan. So that's what we mentioned last time, that there's a major difference between the Mizbeach HaChitzan, that's called the Mizbeach HaOilo, Mizbeach HaNechoshes, and the Mizbeach HaPnimi in the Hechel, that's the Mizbeach HaKtoris, that's the Mizbeach HaZov. The Mizbeach HaZov, inside, the Mizbeach HaKtoris, is a kli. It's not Mechuba LaKarka. So there's no din of hakol b'ksav ne'ar Hashem alai haskel on the mizbech ha'pnimi. But we're talking over here. You bring a chata soif on the mizbech ha'chitze. So the mizbech ha'chitze is mechuba l'karka. Mizbech adom et ha'asali, it's mechuba v'adom. Mechuba l'karka is dina kibinyan. So that's what the Gemara says, mimonim shach. If you're going to put off a lamata and not plan to leave it there permanently on the mizbech, so you have a chatzitze between the zrikas adam and the mizbech. You're going to put it there and plan to leave it permanently, the offer, plan to leave it permanently on the Mizbech, then you're moisif on the binyan, and you're in violation of the din. So the Gemara said, that's the reason why you can't do Kisei Adam on Chata Sa'oif, on the Mizbech HaChitz. And then the Gemara says, Ma pito? The din requires to fulfill a mitzvah b'shleimus of Kisei Adam, that you need granulator offer, melamayla melamata, that's to fulfill a mitzvah b'shleimus. What if he didn't put off a lamata and you only put off a lamayla? So I would have said, you're not yotze the mitzvah. So they didn't ask me. The Gemara says, you are yotze. The Gemara said, you're yotze the mitzvah, shalom b'shleimus, and they proved it from that member. They proved it from a din. That if you didn't put, you can't put, whatever, there's no off a lamata, so put off a lamayla and you'll fulfill a mitzvah b'miktsas. So the Gemara says, so why can't you do Kisei Adam? Then the Gemara says, and not only that, you can do Kisei Adam b'shleimusa melmaila and melamata. Do the zrikas adam on the mizbech no offer. Then scrape all the dam off, collect it, and then put offer lamata on the floor, and not in the Beis Hamikdash, outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Take a bottle, take all the dam off of the mizbech. Go outside of the Beis Hamikdash in the floor in Yerushalayim. Pour some offer, pour the dam on, and do kisei with offer lamaila. You can do lamaila and lamata. So why can't you do Kisei Adam on Korbanos? So the Gemara says, you're right. The last two lines on the Omud, on Pegilon base, and for the Gemara, Ibekachim is Be'achach, and I'm here, right? If you're talking about Chata Sa'if, that's Nechal by the Zichri Kune, it's Shechita Haruya, it's Roy Lachila, you're right, you can do Kisei Adam, you should do Kisei Adam. The Mishnah is only talking about Kochei Berakabais. It's a little doichik, because, as I said, we don't call that Mugdoshim, we call that Hegdish. That's how the Gemara suggests. It must be the Mishnah stuff. So what's wrong if you shecht kotche? What are you supposed to do with kotche berakabayis? What do you do with kotche berakabayis? You auction off to the highest bidder. and the Hekdesh takes the money and they clean up, paint up, fix up. They use the money to fix up the Beis HaMikdash, to put in lighting, to put in whatever they paint, whatever they need in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, "Nein." The Mishnah goes that there's no kisei hadam if someone happened to shecht. They're not supposed to shecht kach beder kabayis. He's supposed to auction it off to the highest bidder. So they didn't auction it off. Some wise guy went and he shaloi kedin and he shechts a kach beder kabayis. So that's what the Mishnah says. Even though he did a good shechita, he don't do kisei hadam. Why? Because it's hegdish and it's also ba'anor. So the Mishnah goes like Reb Yehuda Anosi made the compromise. So when they get to kisei hadam, we pass on like Reb Shimon bar Yochai, Reb Shimon shechita. The shechita sheinu ruya lav shma shechita. So the kach beder kabayis is hegdish. It's also ba'anor. So it's not roi lachila. It's not even at the time day nevela. It's not roi lachila. More so, why is not roi lachila? That it should be called the shechita ruya doesn't necessarily mean that actually the shechita is actually matirit. If there's a theoretical possibility, the Gemara had before, in the previous parak, the Gemara said, in the bottom of Pei Aleph on the base, and the top of Pei Beis on the Aleph, the Gemara said, you shechta the Parah Aduma. So Parah Aduma is Hegdish. You use Hegdish to get money to buy, Machzal Shekel money to buy a Parah Aduma. So they bought a Parah Aduma and then they shechta. Then they find another Parah Aduma. Every 150 years they would make another Parah Aduma. The Mishnais have that in history. They made 9 paradumas so far. And La Silovas, Mashiach Betkum, they're going to make a 10th paraduma. So they shech the paraduma, and then they find another one that's better looking than the first one. So the Gemara says, Ahida mitzvah, so you should be poida this paraduma. Usually, karbonis, you can't be poida unless it has a mom kavua. And paraduma should be chatas kai rachmana, should be like a carbon, should be like a carbon chata. So the Gemara says, it's not. Because it's really kach beder kabayis. It's not kach mizbech. Chatas kai rachman is at a certain point. We call it a chatas benegiat to certain dinim, but it's not 100% like a korban chatas. So you don't say that you can't be paid to the paradum unless it gets a mum kavur. No, para niftas agabi marachosa. That's the top line on Pei Beis Amiral. Since when you shech the paraduma, since there was a theoretical possibility, very far fetched, that they're going to find another paraduma that's better looking than this one, and they want to use the other one instead of this one. You don't need two. So they'll use the other one, and then they'll be part of this one. So because of the theoretical possibility that you could have been part of the paraduma, that's called the shechita harif. So the Gemara says over here also, somebody was magdish, a behema leberek habayis, a behema, not a behema, a chai v'yof, a turkey, whatever, to the berek habayis. So what he's supposed to do, Gizba's supposed to auction it off to the highest bid and take the money and use it for painting the Beis HaMikdash, for hanging curtains or whatever, to hang electrical lights there. So instead of letting the Gizba auction it off, some wise guy comes and he shechts the Chai B'yayf. So the Gemara says, but you have a theoretical possibility, so it's also Banor, but you have a theoretical possibility, you can be paid it. What, that's what you're supposed to do. He was supposed to have been paid it while it was alive. So a wise guy comes, shaloi kedin, and he shechts it. So he still can be paid there now. So why do you call it a shechita shein away? Because right now it's also ba'anor, but it's oimid lekach, and there is a possibility, and that's what berkah is all about. It's supposed to be paid it. After he'll be paid it, so people will be able to eat it. So let's consider it a shechita haruya. That's the Gemara's kasha v'lifer kinu. Why can't you? Why do you say that if someone shechts chayv the yof, which is better kabayis, there's no kisei adam? Why? Because shechita sheinu ruya, because also banor, but you can be paid it. So the theoretical possibility to be paid it should make it called shechita ruya. Ruya means theoretically it's roy. So the Gemara says no. We have a pasuk in Chumash when you want to be paid a korban that gets a mum kavua. So it says, the hamid hakam, you have to have a bezdin of 3 to assess. Let's say someone dies and he leaves a big yerusha, and I want to get this table, you want to get the other table, so you have to have a bezdin of 3 to assess how much this table is worth, how much that table is worth. You don't just say we're going to guess how much it's worth. So the same is when you pay the hegdish, you learn that from psukim, when you pay the hegdish, you need a bezdin of 3 to assess the value of the hegdish. So the pasuk uses the expression, when you pay the behema, the hemet hakainis habema, the hemet is habema, you should have the animal standing up on all its 4 legs. The herichois hakain, he assesses the value. So the Gemara says, but once you shechted it already, so the animal is dead, so you can't be paida because the halacha requires hamada b'haracha. You can only be paida an animal if it's able to stand on its own 2 feet. If the animal is dead already, it can't stand on its own 2 feet. So that pasuk, the hemid es hapeima, the hemid es hapeima lefnei akayin v'herachoysa, that's talking about kachim mizbeach. Kachim mizbeach have to be only behemoths. Kachim bera gabais, he can be magdish furniture, he can be magdish an automobile, he can be magdish a house, he can be magdish a behem, he can be magdish an elephant, he can be magdish whatever you want. So there's a machlekes hatanaim. Does this requirement of hamad of harocha, does it really apply to kachim bera gabais also? It didn't have to be an animal. It could have been an automobile. It could have been a television.
Right.
So it just happens to be an animal that you are magdish, and then someone comes and he shoots the animal, he kills, shechts it. So because it's not alive and it can't stand on its own 2 feet, it really can't be paida. So the Gemara quotes, that's a machlekes of Shimon or Reb Meir, whether the requirement for hamad of harocha only applies to kachim mizbeach, or even applies to kachim bera gabais. So the Gemara says, well, whose shita is it here? You're telling me that kachim bera gabais, that someone shechts, there's no need for kisei adam because we're following Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is one who says, Reb Shimon Baicha is one who says, shechita shenim ruya, if it's going to be asam achila, his lav shmei shechita, so it's not mechayim in kisei adam. But Reb Shimon is the one who holds that it does lend itself to pidyon. Reb Shimon Baicha is the one who holds that kachim bera gabais do not require hamad of harochim. And Reb Meir, the one who says he do need hamad of harochim, he holds that shechita generally is shmo shechita. So there's no Tana who holds like this cockeyed shechita that you're explaining. You tell me that the Mishnah holds that kachim bera gabais need hamad of harochim for pidyon, and shechita generally allows shmo shechita. So since the animal is dead already, somebody shechted the kachim bera gabais, somebody, it's dead, it can't stand, so it can't be nifta, because it can't be nifta, it's never going to be mutta b'achila to anybody, because it's hegdish, it's a kachim bera gabais, so it's also b'achila, shechita generally is not mechayiv in kisei adam, but there's no Tana who holds like that. Reb Shimon holds you don't need hamad of harocha, and Reb Meir doesn't hold shechita generally allows shmo shechita. So the Gemara says, no, but the Mishnah is, so what are you interpreting the Mishnah like that? Well, it's not. The Mishnah was edited by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and he edited it in such a way, he took a stand over here. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi paskins half like Rabbi Meir, half like Rabbi Yehuda. He paskins half like Reb Shimon. He paskins like Reb Shimon that shechita sheinu ruya lav shmo shechita, and he paskins like Rabbi Meir that you do need hamad of harocha. So that's why he wrote in the Mishnah that the mitzvah of kisei adam doesn't apply to mukdashim. That's how the Gemara interprets. That's what we got up to last time. What is that? 6 lines from the top. Amar Rav Yosef, the line begins with the word Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yosef, the Mishnah goes like Rebbe. Rebbe is the editor of the Mishnayis. When we learned Sanhedrin, we found the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, Din imamen is bishloshah. When you have a dintar, you need 3 dayan. The Tosefta quotes Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rebbe is of the opinion, Din imamen is bachamisha. You need a bezna 5. So the Mefarshim on the bottom of the page on the Tosefta asked, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi edited the Mishnah. I said, why didn't he put in his opinion into the Mishnah? The Din imamen is bachamisha. So on the bottom of the Tosefta, they quote from the Sefer HaKrisis. That's one of the Bali HaTosis. He wrote like the Yad Malachi, Klonim on the Shas. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi knew that his opinion was not shared. No one else agreed with him. The Din Imam is Bachamisha. So just because he's editing the Mishnah, he's going to stick in his own opinion. He knows that he was outvoted, so he left it out. His Talmidim, Rabbi Rabashi, who edited the Toseftas, so they learned by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So they put in his Shita. Also, they didn't pass like that. They mentioned his Shita. So over here, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi made his own compromise. He's not going to put in his own. He's not going to force his shita on everybody. He put in his compromise. Apparently, that was the Psak HaMekubal during his lifetime. Now we make a pshara here. We pass on like Reb Shimon Benegeh to Kisei Adam, the Shechita Shenivuya Lav Shmo Shechita. And we pass on like Reb Meir, that you don't need Hamad of Arache for Kocha Berek Abayis. So that's what the Rabbi Yosef says. Rebbe, the Mishnah goes like Rebbe. And I think it's not only Rebbe, his own personal opinion. I mean, he's recording. This was the compromise that was made by the Chachamim in his generation. Rebbe lived after Reb Meir, after Reb Shimon. So he says, "V'nasav alibul etanoy b'shchitu shenivu yisav alak Reb Shimon, manav arach yisav alak Reb Meir." That was the first answer.
The compromise was made 150 years after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah.
Seems a little strange.
Yeah. All the Tanoim who talk about all the Karbanis, they all lived after the Beis HaMikdash. All these Tanoim, the whole Masech, Zvachim, and Menachas, and Yuma, they all lived after the Beis HaMikdash.
So they give an opinion.
So sometimes, right.
But to have a compromise of two opinions or something.
Well, the Shechita Sheneruah for Kisei Adam, that's Nageh L'Halacha. But the compromise on the Hamad of Aruch, it's also Nageh L'Halacha. Let's say someone, it's strange, someone is Magdash Shabbat today to Berek Abayis, so it's not smart to leave it like that, you should be Paida. So what would be the din today? Someone's Magdash Shabbat and then they shoot it. Can you be Paida? Someone Shechza, can you Shechza after? It's rare. There's a din Bizman as a Magdish, you're not allowed to be Magdash anything Bizman as a Mishum Chashash Takola. Someone's going to violate Ne'ilah. But it could come up. Halacha l'maaseh, everything can come up. Yeah. So that was the first suggestion.
Didn't have other arachos by chayim
also? Yeah. All animals.
Plus
yeah.
It's like
So that's the first suggestion. That's what Rav Yosef says. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi made a compromise, and apparently that was the psak hamekubal during his lifetime. A compromise in shechita sheinim ruya. We compromise by kisei adam. We pass on like Rav Shimon. It says Asher Yeochel. So it's not edible, not royal achilut for Jewish people. There's no mitzvah kisei adam. And benegeta also there's beno and benegeta dalad vehei tovach machar. Yeah, we don't pass like Rav Shimon. And then as far as the hamad of aracha, we pass like Rav Meir. That you do need hamad of aracha. So the Mishnah goes like him. That was the first suggestion. Then the Gemara gives a second suggestion. The boy is same, and if you want, he can give a different suggestion. Maybe Lioilam Kula Reb Shimini. The Mishnah, we're interpreting the Mishnah like Reb Shimini, that Shechita Sheni Ruyalav Shema Shechita. And Mekdoshim means Berek Abayis. So why is Berek Abayis Shechita Sheni Ruyah? Theoretically, can be Paida. So the Gemara answer is no. When you. What's Mechayev and Kisei Hadam? When you do a Shechita on Chayev Yof, so the Shechita is Mechayev and Kisei Hadam. What if you do a Shechita on a Chayev Yof of Berek Abayis? So you can't say the Shechita is Mechayev and Kisei Hadam. First you have to be Paidet in order to be able to do the Kisei Hadam. So that's what the Gemara suggests. Maybe the only time you say Shechita is Mechayev and Kisei Hadam is if you can do the Kisei Hadam immediately after the Shechita. But if there's a halachic impediment, right now it's Shechita Sheni Ruya. It'll only become, there's a theoretical possibility to make it into a Shechita Ruya if you'll be Paidet. But then you have to be Paidet first. So since it's Mechusa Pidyon, so such a Shechita is not Mechayev and Kisei Hadam. That's the second suggestion. V'yiboy seima, and if you want, you can say a different shot. Not that Rebbe made a compromise, half like Reb Shimon, half like Reb Shimon, half not like Reb Shimon, Kisei Adam. That compromise, the Gemara says on the next day. But half like Reb Meir, but the Amar of Aracha, no. Maybe the Olam, everything is Reb Shimon. V'shayni hocha, the fact that there's a theoretical possibility to be paid is not enough here. Why? The Pasuk says, what is the mashmos? Mishena mechusra l'shvicha v'kisu. You shecht it, and the shechita is mechayev and kisei adam immediately. Yotzazeh, the exclusion of a kosher berek abayis. When you shecht it, you can't say it's mechayev and kisei adam. First, you'll have to be poided that to make it into a shechita haruya. So such a shechita, if it's mechusra l'shvicha p'diyah v'kisui, so such a shechita is not mechayev and kisei adam. That's how the Gemara suggests. I don't think you have to come on to Dichu. The Shechit is only Mechayev and Kisa if it's possible to do it immediately. But if the only way to do the Shechit is by first doing a Pidyon after the Shechit, before the Kisa, so such a Shechit is not Mechayev and Kisa. So now the Gemara says, oh, once you come to that realization, so we don't have to say what we said before. We gave a doichik pshat that the word mukdoshim in the Mishnah means kachah berek abayis. It never has that meaning. The word hegdish can mean berek abayis, hegdish berek abayis, but mukdoshim usually means korbanos. So now the Gemara says li'oilam, when it says in the Mishnah mukdoshim, means kachah mizbeach. What kind of kachah mizbeach? No, there is no chaya. Chaya are not korban. The mizbeach means an oaf. And we'll all go like Rashi, it's not an oila soif, that's shechita sheni ruya, achata soif, okay, that's a shechita haruya. But We asked before, so why can't you do Kisei Adam? You do the Malika on the Chatasoiv, then you be Zorikid on the Mizbeach, then you collect all the dam, and then you go Chutz to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't do the Beis HaMikdash, you can't do it. You'll be Moisim Falabay. So you take it outside of the Beis HaMikdash and put off of the Mile, off of the Mata, and do the Kisei Adam. So the Gemara says, no, the same answer. The Shechita is Shechitas Kochim can't be Mechayev in Kisei Adam, because right after the Shechit you have to do Zrikas Adam. Or over here, Mitzvah Adam, not Zrikas. Right after the Malika of the Chatzos, you have to do Mitzvah Adam on the Mizbech and then collect it, and then take it out, and then do Kisui. So such a Shechita is not Mechayev, such a Malika, because of the Shechitas. Such a Shechita is not Mechayev in Kisei Adam, because it can't lead directly to the Kisei Adam. That's what the Gemara says. Hashta dosis lohachi. Once you come to this realization that there's no the shechita of kachem berikabai is not mechayv in kisei adam because it's mechusa ma'isa. I feel that hem kachem is better. Go back to the pashim shat. The word b'kadoshim means karbonis. But the answer is it can't be mechayv. Misha ena mechusa rada shvicha the kisui. Right after the shechita, you have to be able to do the kisei adam. Yotzeh to the exclusion of kachem mizbeach shemuchus shvicha greira of the kisui. First, you have to be zorik the dam on the mizbeach. Then you have to collect it, and then you have to put off alamata. Off alamata. So that's not mechayev.
Why can't you do the kisui adam first? Keep the blood in a container. Keep on stirring it, and then do the sprinkling on the mizbeach later.
No, I think it's supposed kisui adam. But the blood is supposed to get absorbed in the offer. You got to hold the blood in a container, then throw off of the mile, off of the mata. That's no good. The blood has to be absorbed in the offer.
Collect two different containers.
So that's a question. That's a machlekes hatanaim later. Is the mitzvah of kisei adam on all the dam, or is it enough if you do part of the dam? So you ask him. It's only part of the dam, so you can mizorik part of the dam, then do the kisei adam on the rest of the dam. It'll be the same answer. When you do the malika on the chata soif, the first thing you got to worry about is you got to do the mitzvah on the mizbech, and then you have to worry about the kisei adam. So since the shechita or the malika here is not mechayev immediately to do the kisui, so there's no mitzvah. Mitzvah only applies if immediately after the shechita or the malika, it's oimed to do the kisei adam. That's the first suggestion. Then the Gemara gives, maybe there's another explanation why. The Pasuk says, Ma bar Ashi Omar, he gives a different answer. It says in the Pasuk, you have the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, Chayo O Of. The Chayo is never a korban. Chayo is never a korban on the Mizbeach, only behemoth. So maybe you say this like a hekesh. Omar Kro, the Pasuk reads, if you shecht Chayo O Of, so it's a hekesh. Ma Chayo Ein HaKodesh, Chayo can never be a korban. Afof Ein HaKodesh, even though sometimes you bring a chatas ha'of, and all of a sudden the shechita sheni ruya, Rashi says, so he throws that out. We're talking about chatas ha'of. So chatas ha'of can be torah m'b'nei yayna. You can bring a chatas, sometimes torah m'b'nei yayna. So the Gemara says, no, it's hukash techayah. Just like chayah is ena kodesh, so too oif is ena kodesh. So that's why the Mishnah goes, there's no kisei adam b'mekdashim, goes on korbanos. So why shouldn't there be kisei adam on chatas ha'of? Because the chaya is hukish to the oaf, just like the chaya never has kifei adam, so the chaya can't be hekdish. So the oaf also, if it's kodesh, there's no mitzvah kisei adam.
Hekdish, anybody can make a hekdish.
Yet we assume just the gzeir shov ein adam don meyatzma, but a hekdish adam don meyatzma. Yeah.
So you're making the hekdish in half, make it so just like the hema can't go be kodesh, so the torah the yoni can't be kodesh. It's a chaya, just like the. Just like the oaf, just like the
chayah
can't be kodesh, the
oaf
can't be kodesh.
That's the
hekesh, yeah. We know there are two oafims that do go on the mizbeach.
So you can't make a hekesh if it's not true. We know it's not true.
No,
the hekesh is going to get the kisei adam. This pasuk chayah oaf is by kisei adam.
Yeah, but once there's a hekesh, we don't learn everything in the hekesh.
You're going to get the kisei adam, the hukash to each other, because the mitzvah kisei adam applies to chayav yof. So just like the mitzvah kisei adam applies to chayav, because it's never hegdish, there are no karbonos coming from chayas. So of there are, but the mitzvah kisei adam doesn't apply if the yof happens to be a chatasoy. If it's hegdish, it doesn't apply. So then the Gemara says, maybe we should modify it, maybe we should say it like this. Just like chayav is never roy at all to be brought as a carbon, so of You should only have the mitzvah of kis hadam if it's a chicken, if it's a turkey, if it's a duck, if it's a goose. But if it's tarma b'nei yoina, even if it's chulin, maybe there shouldn't be a mitzvah of kis hadam. Maybe there's only mitzvah of kis hadam on such an oaf which can never be brought as a carpet. Freg the Gemara, hekesh, imachai shem imino kodesh, chayo, none of the chayas can be brought as a carpet. Maybe oaf also, afof shem imino kodesh. Hotzi, I should exclude tarim ebnei and sheish b'mina kodesh. Sometimes you bring a chata soif and oil soif from tarim ebnei and sheish. So maybe I should say there's never a mitzvah of kisei adam on tarim ebnei and sheish. It's not true. There is a mitzvah of kisei adam. The Gemara says, so what, if you're making a hekesh, and for the Gemara, no, that's not a kasha. Lo. It has to be the hekesh is that oaf is like chaya, ki chaya. Ma chaya lo chilakta bo. There's no difference between one chay and the other. All the chayas are chayim in kis adam, because none of the chayas can be offered as a carbon. Afof lo tachlik po, you don't distinguish. All the oifers have a mitzvah kis adam. Now that's the hegdish. But just because it's a min oif, tarma b'nayda, which sometimes can be brought as a carbon, so that's an ishken time. Shai? So that's the Gemara's pshat in the Mishnah. Mishnah goes on both, a kachem mizbech and kachem beragabais. There's no din of kis adam. Okay. Now the Gemara quotes a kasha. We have a klal. Sometimes the pasuk says behema. There are three types of animal. There are more than three. There's oaf, and there's chaya, and there's behema. We spoke about the different dinim. Chaylev only applies to behema, doesn't apply to chaya. And osav yizbeno only applies to behema, doesn't apply to chaya. Kisei adam only applies to chaya, and to oaf doesn't apply to behema. And what else was there? Already forgot. By the kisei adam, yeah. So there are differences. Then there are fish is another parsha about fish. How do you determine which fish are kosher? So you have to ask Napa v'kaskesis. How do you determine which behemoths are kosher? So the pasuk says by behemoths it has to be malagir mafis parsa. Never says how do you determine which chayas are kosher. So the answer is the same rule that applied that the chumash says benegir to behemoth applies to chay. How do you know it's the same rule? Because we assume that Chaya is bechlal behema. If the pasuk, unless it says beferish not so, by kisei adam, it's beferish not so. It's only chaya biyof. It does not apply to behema. Also, it's only behema, not the chaya biyof. Chaylev is only behema. So we have worked out certain cases where there's a difference between behema and chaya. So, but usually we say that behema is bechlal chaya and chaya is bechlal behema. If the pasuk says chaya, it includes both. Pasuk says behema, it includes both, unless you know that it's not so. So the Gemara frekta kasha, it's a question, who's asking the question? Amala Yankif Mino, Yankif da Pikoris. He asked Rav a question. That's the girsa that we have. Yankif da Pikoris asked Rav a kasha. So he should have thrown him out of the base medic. What did he ask? What did he answer for? So that's what Tosis and other Masechtas talks about, yeah. In Avodah Zarah and other places. So they say it must be a different girsa. It shouldn't say Yankel Mino. He's not going to talk and learn into Yankel Dapikuris. It should say something else. Yankel Matzo or something. Yankel from a city, whatever.
A city maybe, or something.
Yeah, okay. So Yankel, somebody here, Rabbi Yankel, asked Rav Akasha.
There are always conversations with Stukim, though.
Yeah, but they had debates. But over here, it sounds like he's asking a legitimate question. He's giving a legitimate answer. Sounds like he's a decent conversation. Doesn't sound like it's lahachasnik. So why should they mention that he's an apikurus? So they think it's a different girsa. Okay. So somebody asked Rav that question. We know that chaya b'chalal behema he b'chal chaya. So why did you interpret the pasuk over here like that? You say, if you shecht chaya v'yof, maybe behema is b'chalal chaya. Maybe all three need kisei adam, behema, chaya, and of. They're zog that chaya means only chaya, and not behema. Zog chaya, say that behema bechlal chaya. So all three need kisei adam, behema, chaya, and of. Kaim along, we know the din is chaya bechlal behema lisimanim. How do you establish whether any given animal is kosher? You have to have simani tahara. What are the simani tahara? Malager, mafis, parasa. So the pasuk in Chumash only says malager, mafis, parasa, benegir to behema. How do you know that it applies to chayas? Because chayas is bechlal behema. So zog over here, faket, eima nami behema, bechlal chaya. Usually it is like that. If the pasuk just says the word chaya, behema is included. So say behema bechlal chaya, lekisei. Why do you insist that kisei adam does not apply to behema? So So Rabbi answers, we have a pasuk that says, when you have karbanas, he's supposed to shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash and bizark the dam on his bech. What if the karban gets a mum kavua? If it gets a mum oiver, so you're not allowed to be makrivit, but you have to wait till it gets better. If it gets a mum kavua, then you can be poided and shecht it chutz le Beis HaMikdash, and you can eat it hatame v'ato yachtev yachlenet hatzvi v'chayol. If it's if you makrev the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, the tameh is not permitted to eat, and you have to shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash. But once you're poida, that's called psulei hamikdashim. A carbon that got a mum kavu and you were poida is called psulei hamikdashim shehumamu b'nivdu. They got a mum kavu, you were poida. So you're allowed to shecht it chutz le Beis HaMikdash. The tameh is permitted to eat it, and then you're not zorik the dam on his bech. What do you do with the dam? You're not allowed to drink the dam. Not allowed to drink the dam. So since the pasuk says, and what kind of an animal is it? Is it a behemah? Is it a chaya? Is it an oaf? No, it's a carbon. It was a carbon, so it's a behemah. It's not a chaya. It's a behemah. And the pasuk says, when you shech the psulei hamikdash outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you spill the dam on the ground, kamayim, like water. So it sounds from the mashmas of the pasuk, ma maim lo boy kisik. There's no special mitzvah by maim. Af hainam lo boy kisik. So you have a beferish araya that there's such a thing as shechting an animal and not doing kisei adam. Because if you need kisei adam on the dam of a behemah, so how does it say lo estich b'chena kamayim? You just spill the blood. You don't have to be zarek on this bed. Let's throw it out. Not throw it out. You have to do kisei adam. So from that pasuk we derive that behemah does need kisei adam, that here there's an exception to the rule. Behemah is not bechlal chaya. Normally, behemah is included in chaya. Here, when you get to kisei adam, it's not. Frag the Gemara, is that true? That the pasuk is comparing the dam behemah to mayim, that just like mayim doesn't require kisei, so dam behemah doesn't need. Ela meyata, frag the Gemara, should be good for a mikveh. A mikveh, you have to have 40 so of water. If you have orange juice, or you have tomato juice or something, or oil, or wine, that's not acceptable. Late Paris says, no, you have to have mine. But you tell me there's a pasuk that says that dam behemah, dam chay v'yof is not. Dam behemah is hukash lamayim. Really? So if dam behemah is hukash lamayim, ela miyata yad bilalo, so it should be good to be toivel in a mikvah 40, so of dam never heard of such a thing. There is no such din.
So it is
mayim.
That's not physically.
So that's what they said. Let's consider it kimayim. So that just like mayim is good for a mikveh, I wouldn't have asked the kasha either. The kasha didn't bother. Your kasha bothered. Didn't bother me, but the Gemara takes it very seriously. I don't know. So the Gemara is bothered with the kasha since the dam behemah is hukish lamayim, so it should be good for tefillin and mikveh if you have 40 saw of dam behemah. If you have dam chai b'yof, it won't be good. But dam behemah is hukish lamayim should be good. The Gemara says, now we have a miyut. A makro, the pasuk says, not good. Ach mayim abor v'yikmayim, yihi a tohor. Pasuk says, if a person is tamei and he wants to become tohor, he has a choice of either being toivel in a mikveh or being toivel in a mayon. A mikveh is where the word mikveh, yikovu hamayim. Yikovu hamayim, stagnant water. A mikveh is only mitar be'eshbaran. If you have a crack in the ground, shever, a crack in the ground, the water is stagnant. The mikveh has to be kovu v'kayme if it comes from the sky, if it's rainwater or melted snow that rolls down the side of the mountains. So that's mikveh. And what's a mayon? A mayon, all the water, the Tanoi knew that there's a water cycle. So all the water goes back to the sky, goes down to the ground, goes back to the sky. It's a whole water cycle. So if the water goes into the ocean, into a river, then it goes under the ground long enough. If it's on top of the ground, then it's zochlin. So the megishamim is not mitar b'zochlin. If you have a river that's flowing, so that's not good to be teufel. But if the river goes under the ground for a while, it's a question, how long does it have to go under the ground? Not 2 inches. Some significant amount. There's a discussion posting how long, and then it shoots up as a fountain from under the ground. All the water from under the ground is also rainwater. Everything is rainwater. It all comes from the sky. But if it was rolling under the ground long enough and it shoots up, then it's called a mayon. And a mayon, sometimes you need dafka mayon, a zav. A normal, anyone who's tummy can either be tovel in a mikveh or in a mayon. That's the post. Ach mayon, a bar mikveh mayon, yihi a tohor. If a person is tovel either in A or in B, either in a mayon or a bar mikveh mayim, he will become tohar. The Odom or the Kalim will become tohar. Either one or the other. That's by normal people. But by Azav, you need Dafke Mayim Chaim. Azav needs Dafke Mayim. Hamikveh is no good. So the Pasuk speaks by a normal person. His tummy can either be Tovo there or there. So the Gemara says, since it says Mayim, it says Mayim, so the Mashmor says Haniyen, the mashmos of the pasuk is to the exclusion of dam. If you have a mikvah 40 so of dam, it's no good, despite the fact that dam behema is hukash lemayim, but it's a miut from the pasuk, it's no good. Frag the Gemara, how do you see from the pasuk that it's memayim dam behema? The ema, maybe I should say, hanimilu limut ishar mashkin, the leikri mayim. Maybe that pasuk mayim, ach mayim, but mikveh mayim, it says you need mayim, that's the exclusion of Shem and Zayas, and to the exclusion of milk, and to the exclusion of wine, all other may pairs. Aval dam behema dikri mayim, but dam behema we said is hukish lamayim. Hacharami, maybe it is good. Maybe that pasuk only excludes shar may pairs, but maybe dam behema is good. So the Gemara says no. Trei miyut iksivik. The mashmos of the pasuk is if you read the word mayim twice. Why? Because it says ach mayon. Ubor mikveh mayim. So the word mayim goes on both ach mayon mayim, ubor mikveh mayim. Both the mayon and the mikveh have to be dafke mayim. So we read the pasuk as if the word mayim were written twice. So you have a miut for all other meiperes, all other mashkim are no good, you need mayim. Then you have another miut for dam behema, despite the fact that it's hukish lemayim, it's also no good. Freg de gemarim, veima, how do you. No, the ema maybe idi. You're right. You read the pasuk as if the word mayim were written twice, and maybe the two words that we read into the idi, the both words mayim alamuti shar mashkim. Maybe I need twice a miut for all the other meiperes, for wine and for shem and zayis and for milk and for everything else. What do you need two miutim? Chad lamuti zerchlam, chad lamuti mechunasim. What's it does? Mechunasim means if you have a mikveh of 40 saw of milk. A mikvah 40 saw of wine. So that's mechunasim, that's no good. Then you need another pasuk to say that if you have zeichlin of the meiperis, zeichlin of the milk, a zeichlin of the wine, a zeichlin of the olive oil, it's also no good. What it means zeichlin is no good? Why would I have thought that zeichlin is good? So Rashi gives you a fantastic interpretation. I would never have dreamt of this in a million years. Rashi gives you unbelievable. This is like a Tosfos. Usually Rashi gives such a flap shot. Rashi has unbelievable interpretation. There's a din. Mayim shuvim is no good. If you have water that was carried in a bucket, here, all of the water that was in this container is called mayim shuvim. So if you pour this into the mikveh, it's no good. So the question begs itself, all the water in the world is all mayim shuvim. There's a water cycle. And all the water, since Shesis, maybe every drop of water was contained in a container. And it all went back up to this guy and it came back down again. So no mikveh is ever good. All water in the world is mayim shuvim. So the answer is, come on. Once it evaporates and it goes back up to the clouds and it comes back down, that's panim chadash b'olakan. You start the cheshbon all over again. Is there any other way to start the cheshbon all over again? So Rashi quotes from the Mishnah in Tmura, of all places. It belongs in Mikvahs. But it's in Tmura, the end of the first Perek in Tmura. Rashi quotes Perek Amud Tmura Daf Yud Beis, that if you have Mayim Shuvim, that's called Sheiva Mitaheres BeHamshocha. Hamshocha means if you take a bucket of, I take a water Mayim Shuvim, and I pour it on the ground, Al Gabi Karka Haroy Livloya. Not that I pour it on a wooden floor or on cement. Cement sometimes, yeah. Cement sometimes is good. It has to be karka haroy levloy, and you have to pour it gimel tfochim, I think baruch of tefach, I think. So if you do hamshocha, if you pour the water al gabi karka, just like when the water goes up, when all the water in the world is mayim shuvim, goes up and it evaporates, goes into the clouds, and it comes down. Parim chadash is bo'olakan, it's a new parsha, you treat it like yesh meyayin, and it's not called mayim shuvim. So same thing over here, if you pour the water hamshocha al gabi karka, that takes off the psul of shuvim. So Rashi mentions that's a big machlekes hatanoim and a big machlekes harishanim. Does this work on the whole mikvah, the whole mem saw? You have 40 saw of mayim shuvim, you roll it on the ground, you roll the mayim shuvim on the ground, and then it becomes ois mayim shuvim, just like that. So Rashi quotes the opinion, it only works ad ruba. You have to have 21, if you have 40 so in a mikveh, so 21 of the 40 so is raif. So if raif in a mikveh is not maim shuvim, and 19 so, less than 20 so of the mikveh was started off as maim shuvim, and you rolled down on the ground, you did hamshoche, so then we make hashi'iva mitaheres, maim shuvim becomes ois shuvim, if you have beriyah of the hamshoche, if you have ribiyah, mean the raif of the mikveh, chof alef so, is maim ksherim, and a miut of the mikveh, the 19 so, that's what Rashi writes, chof alef so should be normal, and the 19 missing so, that you'd be makel to do hamshochana. So that's a machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah. And it's a machlekes hagoinim, and the Rambam had a paskah. Usually the Rambam doesn't quote machlekes, the Rambam only quotes one shita. Every so often the Rambam does quote a machlekes. So here, this is one of the places. The Rambam quotes the goinim hold, I think, that even kuloi, shuvashim shechua kuloi is good, and the Rambam holds only good dad rubai. That's how we assume. That hamshoch is only good to be makel if the raiva the mikveh is chaf alef soh is kosher water. But if the raiva the mikveh you're relying on hamshoch, that's no good.
Well, zochlin, only. You can't just pour it in. In other words,
right. Zochlin means you pour it on the ground. Zochlin, Rashi interprets, zochlin means you did hamshoch on the ground for three tochen. Usually zechlin means something else. Usually zechlin is a din that the rainwater is not mitahir bizochlin. Only a mayan. If the rainwater went onto the ground for a while, then it shoots up. A mayan is mitahir bizochlin. But if it's rainwater that didn't roll under the ground, then it's a mikveh. So mikveh has to be covered with kaimu. And zechlin is the opposite of mikveh. Mikveh means cover the kaimu. It's an eshbarin and a shever and the carcass and the crack of the ground. And zechlin is no good. So usually the term zechlin means zechlin is a psul of a mikveh. It's rolling. So Rashi says zechlin does mean a psul of mikveh. Zechlin is what's machshed the maim shuvim. So one would have had a havamina, a very strange havamina. One would have thought that just like if the water evaporates and it comes down, you start all over again. You don't say all the water in the world is maim shuvim and you can't use any mikveh in the world. No. Once it evaporates, comes down, panim chadas ba'olakan. So, hu adinami, you would think that if you do hamshoche, the din is if you do hamshoche, maim shuvim, you roll it on the ground, it becomes oy shuvim. So one might have mistakenly thought that if you take wine or you take milk and you roll it on the ground, gimel shochem, dimel tfachim, it becomes ois wine, and it becomes ois milk, and it becomes water. Why in the world would you think like that? Very wild. So the Gemara says, maybe idi, I need two psukim. Mayim, I treat the pasuk as if the word mayim were written twice. Ema epshos amazogin idi, the both words mayim amamayit, the may peris. But it's lemute sham ashkim chad lemute zoch and chad lemute mechunasim. Mechunasim means if you have a mikvah of milk, it's no good. And chad lemute zechlin, and even if you took the milk and you did hamshocha, it doesn't work. Even though hamshocha takes off the psul of shuvim, but it doesn't take up the psul of mei peris. A very funny havamina. Why would you think that hamshocha takes off the psul of mei peris? Mean if you roll it on the ground, I would treat it as if it got absorbed. It didn't get absorbed, as if it got absorbed in the ground, and then it came out from the ground. So it's ois milk, it's ois wine. It becomes mine. So the Gemara says, I need two psukim for that. So you still don't have it. You need a third pasuk. How do you know that a mikvah 40 so'ab dam behema is no good? Maybe it's good. Dam behema is hukah shlamayim. You have the two psukim, mayim, mayim, as if it's written, as if it were written twice. They're both coming to be memayit all the other shar mei peris that they're no good.
Isn't there another Mishnah that says, if the mara changes? So that
that's midrabbanan. Yeah, that's midrabbanan. If shine mara, then if you use a mikveh shine mara, people will think that mei peris is good. So they made a din derabbanan, that even if it's maim shenishtana marav, if you have water, here the tea is colored. The tea started off to be clear water, and then it became colored. How did it become colored? So there are two ways to make it colored. So you can either pour in scents that already has the flavoring and the color in it, or you can put in a tea bag. So the Mishnah distinguishes, if it's shinei mara because of a solid, then there's no din of shinei mara. If shinei mara because of a liquid, If I made sense for Shabbos, then I put the sense into the water. So then the water is called Nishtana Marav, because it was Nishtana because of a liquid. So then you make Exer Derabana. People are going to think that May Paris are good for a mikvah. But let's say people put in chlorine in a mikvah. So the chlorine, it looks as if it's green. I don't know, is it really green? Rabbi Tendler says, if it really be green, you'd burn your eyes out. He claims that there's no Shini Mara when you put in chlorine. The walls are painted green, but the water is not green. Okay, so Oishayla. But even if there's so much chlorine that the water turns green, it depends, what are they pouring? Did they throw in a pellet of chlorine, a solid? Then the Mishnah says, no dinim Shini Mara. Or did they pour in liquid chlorine? Sometimes you pour in green chlorine, liquid, some they throw in a pellet. If it doesn't turn green, there's nothing to discuss. Oishayla. If it's not green. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara says over here, I still don't have a mocker. You're telling me there's a pasuk alostish b'chena kamaim, that dam behema is hukish lamaim. So if dam behema is hukish lamaim, I should say it should be good for a mikveh memso. So the Gemara said, no, you have a miut from a pasuk. Gemara, you have two miutim. Gemara said, not true. The two miutim, they're both needed. Either the sham mashkam, I need the both miutim. I read the pasuk as if the word mine were written twice. I need the both miutim for May Paris. Chad lemute mechunosim, a mikvah of memso of milk is no good. Chad lemute zechlem, that hamshocha doesn't help to be machsher milk. Hamshocha doesn't help on May Paris. So where do you have a pasuk to be memayit dam? And for the Gemara, no, there are three miutim. We read the pasuk as if it were written three times mayim. And for the Gemara, tlosa miutik sivi. Why? Mayim, bor mayim, and mikveh mayim. So we read the pasuk in such a way as it only says the word mayim once. But the way the pasuk is constructed, it's referred to another two times. So we read the pasuk as if there were three miutim. Mayim. I have the two mayims on the mayit, all the other may peris in the world, mechunosim and hamshocha, doesn't work. And the third one is lemute dam. Okay, sure. Now the Gemara is going to go back to the rest of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says the mitzvah of kisei adam applies. On the fourth line of the Mishnah, says b'mezuman u'b'she'ena mezuman. What do you mean mezuman? I have chicken coops, and I take a hen and I shech the hen. So that's mezuman. It belongs to me from a long time. Or I have a chaya. I have animals, and they belong to me, and I shecht one of them. And then ena mezuman means I went hunting in the forest, and I trapped a chaya biyof, and I shecht it. So the Mishnah says, b'mezuman u'she'ena mezuman. The mitzvah of kisei adam applies to both. Why does the Mishnah have to spell it out? So the Gemara explains by Tana Rabbanan, the next line, asher yotze, the pasuk says in Vayikra, when it has the din of kisei adam, If you go hunting and you catch a chayv yof and you shecht it, ini kisei adam. So it sounds like only if you're hunting and you catch it. What if I have a farm where I raise turkeys? I have a farm where I raise hens and I shecht the hens. So there's no mitzvah of kisei adam. Maybe the mitzvah only applies asher yotzud. What if it's nitzodim v'yom demei aleim enayim? What if I have a whole farm where I raise hens? Maybe there's no din of kisei adam. Kigon, for example, avosim tanagolim, chickens. So the Brisa says, no, tam lamet seid, mikom makom. Even if it is mezuman, even if it belonged to you all along, I am kemat alon asher yotzud. So why does the Chumash write such a misleading lashon? It sounds as if the mitzvah of kisei adam only applies if you went hunting today and you trapped it was a wild animal. So the answer is lim de Torah derechem shelo yochal adam basar ela b'hazmana hazos. What does that mean? Ela b'hazmana hazos. So Rashi says the Torah is recommending you shouldn't eat flesh all the time because you're going to go broke. Shelo yeyoni. If you go hunting and you found it, okay. But to go every single day to eat flesh eggs, you're gonna lose your money and you're gonna become poor. Unless you can afford it, okay. The Gemara's gonna sell later. If you can afford it, there's not a problem. But if you can't afford it, so you only have for Shabbos. That's what the Gemara's gonna say. If you can't afford it for Shabbos, you don't buy for Shabbos either. But if you can afford a little bit, you only buy for Shabbos. Sure. Tarabon, we have another pasuk. that says in the Midbar, we learned in the first parak, in the Midbar, there was the Machlekes HaTanaim, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmos, and Rabbi Kiva's opinion was that the Sar Taiva was also. He won't allow the Shecht an animal to eat it. If someone wanted to eat flesh, he has to bring it as a korban shlomim in the base in the Mishkan, and then he can eat it. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, it says, "Ki yachav Hashem al kechaz gibulcha." When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're not all going to be living around the Mishkan. In the Midbar, everybody was in half an hour's walk from the Mishkan. Everybody was close by to the Mishkan. So bring a behemoth to the Mishkan, bring a korban shlomim, and you can eat it, the kedusha v'tahar. But when you come to Eretz Yisrael, someone's going to live in Kiryat Shmona. They're going to live far away from the Beis Hamikdash, hours away. So ki yachav Hashem al kechaz gibulcha. Because you're going to have a big desire. So it says you can eat. So that's called Bisar Taiva. Bisar Kotchim is Karbonis, and Bisar Taiva means Chulin, if you have a desire. So the Gemara has the Tosefta has a comment. It says, Kisava Napshecha Lechal Basar, Lim the Torah, Derechem Shalechal on Basar, Ela the Teavon. He should only eat flesh if he really has a strong desire for it. If it doesn't really matter, flesh eggs are milchiks, you should really eat milchiks. Because the flesh eggs is more expensive. You're going to lose all your money if you're going to keep on eating flesh eggs. Unless they say the flesh eggs is healthy, even if you don't have such a big flesh eggs is healthy and you can't afford it, so you should do. Okay. But if it's not necessarily healthy, so the price it recommends, you're going to go broke if you're going to buy flesh. Okay. So the Torah permits you, to, if you have a desire, that's called Bisar Taiva. Yochel, one might mistakenly think you can go to a restaurant and eat flesh in the restaurant. No, that's not right. Yochel, you can go to the butcher. Yochel, you can go to the restaurant. You should check if it belongs to you. You're going to buy in a butcher shop, buy in a restaurant, it's going to cost much more than if it belongs to you. It belongs to you. It's going to be less expensive. Get a sheikh at the sheikh. Yachal, maybe it says v'zavachta b'korcha mitzoncha. I have a whole flock. I have 20,000 sheep. So is it okay if I shecht all the 20,000? Yachal yizbach kol b'korai. The yachal kol tzayin of the yachal. He shecht the whole flock. Nein tamalama mi b'korcha. Lo kol b'korcha. Mitzoncha mem is a miut. Some of them is shecht. You shouldn't shecht all. You're gonna go broke. We can't based on these mashmos of the psukim amar of Loz ben Azariah. You shouldn't spend so much money on food, because you can go broke. Mishesh lamana, if a guy has $100, ikach lepasa litre yerek. Pasa means his kedere, Rashi says. He should buy a pound of vegetables. Shouldn't buy flesh at all. If you have asara mana, if you have $10,000, okay, you should buy some fish. Fish is less expensive. Rashi says in the days of the Tanoim, the fish... Apparently, in the days of Rashi, the fish was more expensive than more expensive than the flesh. But over here, in the days of the time, the fish was less expensive.
Rashi says in Pinchas also.
And what?
Rashi says at the end of Pinchas that you give first, you give him
less expensive. Yeah. So if you have, if you make a decent living, you should eat vegetables. Make a better living, you should buy fish. If you make more than that, then you should buy little flesh. What if he's mamish, he's rolling the dough, he makes a lot of money? If he makes a lot of money, let him have flesh every day. Okay, if you can afford it, you should have flesh every day. Check them out, the Enoch and the other people who can't afford to have flesh every day. So they should only have once in a long while. They should have, when is it once in a long while? Vinach Ema, when is that? So Emas? Friday night, you should have flesh. Okay. So the Shad is, this is one man's opinion. That the Sefti quotes of Loz ben Azariah is giving all of these recommendations. You shouldn't spend so much money on food. Do we have to listen to what he said? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav. So Rav says, we got to be careful. Listen to Rav Loz ben Azariah. Tzichem Analochosh, the Divrei Hazokin. He was one of the earlier Tanoim. Rav was the first generation of Amoraim. He was the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nosi. Loz ben Azariah was way before the days of Rabbi Akiva. Days of the Beis Hamikdash, after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. He lived through the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So he said, he's an older Tana, older than all the later Tanoim. Tzichem Analochosh, the Divrei Hazokin. So the Shaila is, should we listen to Rav? Rav said we should listen to Abdullah Zimrazak. We shouldn't spend so much money to buy flesh. You don't need flesh. So do we have to listen to Rav? Rav Blas Manzai, I'm afraid you're going to go broke. Amar Rav Yechanan, so Rav Yechanan says, Rav's family were very healthy people. Abba, he calls him out of respect, he calls Rav Abba. That was his name. His name was Abba. Abba Richa, the tall Abba. And they called him Rav because he got smicha. Shmuel didn't get smicha, Rav did get smicha. They were both lumber of Uranus. So he says, Abba, Mishpachas Brim Abba, Rav's family were very healthy people. So he can survive without eating flesh every day. He'll only eat Me'er Shabbos, Lav Shabbos on Friday nights. Aval Kigononu, we have Shvache bodies. We need the flesh for our good health. So Mishesh Lepruta, the Tokisa, even if you only have a penny, forget about Me'amon and rolling in dough. If you have a penny, so Yiritzena Lechem Vani, you should run right away to the butcher store and buy some flesh and eat the flesh because he needed to remain healthy. If you have the penny, Amar Rab Nachman Kagon Anu, we live in a later generation. Rab Yechan was the first generation of Amoraim. Rab and Rab Yechan were contemporaries. So Rab Yechan says Rab's family were very healthy people, so they didn't need the flesh. But we're weaker and we need the flesh. Rab Nachman lived in a later generation and says Kagon Anu, even if we don't have the prut of Betoch Kiso, we don't have the penny in our pocket. We should borrow money in order to buy the flesh because you have to eat flesh in order to keep healthy. Okay. So we should do what the Tanoim did. The Tanoim used to follow the doctors of their generation, so we should follow the doctors of our generation. Whatever they say is healthy, we have to do. All the pashtuses, all the medicine that the Gemara has is all based on the Goyisha doctors of their generation. So just like they followed the doctors' recommendations, we should also follow the doctors' recommendations.
Isn't there a Rashi that says that teaches us there are parrots, I don't remember where it teaches us there are parrots not to eat a lot of meat? Isn't there such a Rashi and gracious?
I don't know. Don't know. In Shulchan Aruch they recommend you shouldn't eat meat by yom, you should eat meat by laila. What right do we have to kill the animals and to eat them? Because we're human beings, we're more important than them. We're not such tzaddikim. The behemoths don't do averus. The dumb animals, they don't do averus. We do averus, so we really shouldn't have the right. We should really hide a little bit. So that's when Shulchan Aruch recommend you should have fleshiks at night. You shouldn't eat fleshiks in the daytime. At nighttime, it's dark, so nobody sees what you're eating, so you can have fleshiks. Then it says people who study Kabbalah are supposed to be vegetarians. They shouldn't have fleshiks. It says in Shulchan Aruch like that. The commentaries on the sun. The quote, the Vilna Gaon was studied Kabbalah, so he wouldn't eat eggs and fish and cheese and milk, anything menachai, only on days that you don't say tachna. On Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and Yontif, on a day that you don't say tachna, and then they ate. And then it says, and even the people that don't study Kabbalah, you have to have the mentality, you have to have the seichel of a 40-year-old. You have to have the maturity of 40. I'm not there yet. You have to have the seichel of a 40-year-old to study Kabbalah. So even the people who don't study Kabbalah, so they recommend Sheni v'chamishi ayimei hadin, so you shouldn't eat fleshiks on Sheni v'chamishi. So the shad is, but you're eating the fleshiks b'layla, not eating b'yom, because you're embarrassed. What right do we have to kill the animals? So which layla does it knock out? Does it knock out Sunday night belongs to Monday, and Wednesday night belongs to Thursday, or does it mean Monday night and Thursday night? So some recommend 4 nights a week you shouldn't have fleshiks. Sunday night and Monday night, and Wednesday night and Thursday night. They have a whole discussion by Hilchas Meirev. When they talk about Hilchas Meirev about eating supper, so they give the whole discussion there about eating fleshiks by Yom, by Laila.
Is Rabbi Makan on there?
Me? No. I eat fleshiks at night? I eat fleshiks every night. Whatever my wife gives. That's right. Yeah. I remember I visited the Nazir once. So he was trying to convince me that we should become vegetarians. So he told me that that when his daughter married Rabbi Goren, so everything was parva at the wedding. They had imitation chopped liver, and he says it tastes just like liver. As I talked, he learned Kabbalah. So he never ate liver. How does he know what that? He hadn't eaten liver in a century. He claimed that everything tasted like the real thing. He was trying to convince me. So his wife saw that my wife was not too happy about this. So she started to scream at him, don't make him a trouble. You're going to make him a Shalom Bayis problem. So he can buy your book in the corner in the bookstore, he'll read about it. Don't try to convince him of anything. So
he's a vegetarian. Rabbi Goran was a vegetarian.
Oh.
Came here.
Yeah. Got it from his father-in-law, yeah.
He said because he went to a Schlecht house and he saw the animals crying, so he said he stopped eating.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Rav Kook was also a vegetarian, Vilna Gaon also, because they studied Kabbalah. That's why. That's a different reason, yeah. Okay. So that's the Gemara. You have to follow whatever the doctors of your generation say, you got to follow. Then the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. A person should have sheep, kvasim lilvushecha. A person should have sheep in order to have clothing. Clothing from what? From the flesh? No. Migeis kvasim mihei malvushecha. From the wool that you shear off, you should make wool and clothing. So the pasuk implies kvasim lilvushecha. You should raise sheep in order to have wool, in order to make wool and clothing. Then there's the same pasuk. It says a difficult pasuk. Umechir sedei atudim. What does it mean? What is the pirush amilas? So the Gemara says, if you want to get rich, this Gemara, other Gemaras recommend, like, yeah, this Gemara recommends you shouldn't get involved in real estate. If you have real estate, sell it and buy behemoths. Umechir sedei atudim. Lelemim karadim sadeh, you should sell all of your fields. Yikach atudim, you should buy fat behemoths. So that you'll become rich on that. You shouldn't sell the fat animals in order to buy a field. You should sell the field in order to buy fat animals. Then the pasuk continues, V'dei chalev izim. What's the difficult pasuk? V'dei chalev izim. Something about the milk from the goats. Goat's milk. What is v'di? What does that mean? So the Gemara translates. The Gemara is translating the pasuk. Da'yol adam shiz panes mecholav gidoyim utaloyim shebetoch beisam. It's a good idea. You should have goats that give milk, and that'll be your parnasa. You're going to sell milk. How much can you make selling milk? I don't know. He was interpreting the pasuk. Then the pasuk continues, and you should have a field, something that you should grow wheat. For what purpose? Lalachmacha lelechem beisecha. Beisecha is usually ishto. So it says first lalachmacha, and then lelechem beisecha. What's the connotation? What does it mean? It sounds like the husband has to work for a living, so the husband has to be strong and healthy in order to work for a living. So if he doesn't have enough bread to feed himself and his wife, so he comes first. Wow. He comes first. His wife doesn't have to work. She can stay home. She can relax all day long. But he has to be healthy, so if he only has enough bread for one, he says, what's the next phrase in the pasuk? It's a difficult pasuk. The chayim le'nare secha. What does it mean, v'chaim le'narasecha? Narasecha means your young children, the Gemara says. V'chaim le'narasecha, what does it mean? Amar Mazruch Beit Rav Nachman, tein chaim le'narasecha, you should raise your children in such a way, you should give them lessons in life, and treat them how to eat intelligently and in a healthy fashion. You shouldn't train your children to be drinking wine all the time and eating meat. Drinking wine, they're going to get drunk. And eating meat, they're going to get addicted to the meat, and it's going to cost them a fortune. They're going to go broke. So you should try to train your children to eat reasonable, healthy foods. Okay.
Huh?
On Yantif. On Yantif, you got to have a simcha of basa v'yayin. But all every day is not a smart idea. Okay. Okay. Then the Gemara goes weiter with these eitzes and parnos. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, a rocha sheyis hasher. If a person wants to get rich, what should he do? The Gemara is all over the place. What should he do to get rich? So the Gemara says, yasik bebehem adaka. He should be in the business of sheep. Why? Where is there a mocker in Chumash that if you deal in cattle, you're going to get rich? Because the pasuk says, the pasuk says, Ashteros seinecho. Amar Rav Chisda, my dechsev, Ashteros seinecho, Hashem will give you a bracha. In Ashteros seinecho, Shemashira says, Balei, Shema. If you have tzon, if you have a farm of sheep, so then it'll make you rich. Okay. Then the Gemara is talking about medical advice on eating food. So the Gemara gives another piece of medical advice. Amar Rav Yechanan, another. He said, the first one was a comment of Rav Yechanan about bad eating flesh. Okay, so the Amar Rabbechan, the other man Rabbechan, he would prefer to eat kasa, a cup of charoshin. Let's say someone put a magic spell or something, put a curse on a drink of tea. So who would want to drink it? You can get sick, you can die, because he put some charosh. He's a magician. He put some kind of a curse. He said, I would prefer to drink the cup that's dangerous to drink because it has a magic curse on it, rather than drink kasa de poshen, rather than drink a cup of lukewarm water. Lukewarm water is not healthy. Right? So the Gemara is going to say in another line, if the water was already cooked and it was boiled, and then it cools down, so they already killed all the germs, so then it's okay. But if you have water that's not healthy, and you didn't, it didn't cook till it bubbled, so then lukewarm water is very unhealthy. So he says, I'd rather drink the cup, I'd rather risk it to drink the cup of water that a curse was placed on it by a magician, maybe it won't work, rather than drink the lukewarm water that was never fully cooked because it's full of germs. So when is that? If you're drinking it in a metal container, I don't know. The doctors at that time thought that that wasn't dangerous, but yes, it would be just as dangerous. What's the difference? But it's a kli cheres and a kli mateches. But they had different medicine then. Yeah. Only if you didn't put any flavoring in. If you put in tea or coffee, put in flavoring, then it's no problem. Somehow that will kill the germs. It's only unhealthy, it's only dangerous if you didn't put in flavoring. It wasn't boiled originally. It wasn't fully boiled, and the bubbles didn't go up to the top. But it was fully boiled, the whole thing was fully boiled. Then it's healthy, then you killed all the germs, then there's no problem. Okay. So the Gemara all over the place gives you medical advice, and just like they followed the doctors of their generation, we should follow the doctors of our generation. Yeah. The Gemara was talking about you shouldn't spend too much money on flesh, on food, because you're going to go broke. So the Gemara says, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it gives you advice in making a parnasa. Vishnich lo'aviv, boys, my father died and left me millions of dollars. Rotza labdan, you want to lose all your money. What should you do to lose all the money? So he says, simple. Number one, yilbash klei pishtam. Buy expensive clothing that's going to be ripped very easily. So they're going to, that's going to eat up one-third of your money. Yishtamish b'klei schuchis, you should use glass kalim. The glass kalim are going to break. And then, v'yiska poilam al yeshev imon. And you should hire workers to do work for you, and you shouldn't supervise them. That's in the yeshiva. They have these Puerto Ricans working there. No one's watching them. They're relaxing all day long, listen to the radio, they're dancing a jig. They never do any work. There's nobody watching over them. So that's what he says. If you hire workers and you don't watch over them, you're fishing away all of your money. All the money is going to disappear. This is the Yetzer that he says. If you got a big Yerusha, and you want to lose all the money, that's what you should do. So he spells that one by one. Yilbush klei pishton, you should buy linen clothing. What is a bikitur? A maisa, very expensive clothing from Rome that cost a fortune. Yishtamish klei schuchis bizugaisa chivarto. Clear crystal, china, glass. That's extremely expensive. Yiska poilva, yeshva man, should hire workers and not watch when they're doing the work because they're not going to do any work. So extra special will be bituri denafish pseidayu. If the workers are working on a farm and they have behemoths and no one's supervising them, then it's going to be worse than some workers in a store and they're not doing any work. The behemoths are going to kill each other. It's going to be chadarah. Okay. Well, the Gemara have another eight to hit. Let's see. Also bad eating. Also bad health. Darsha Rav Avira once gave a public address. Zimnan Amal Mishmei Derabbah, Zimnan Amal Mishmei Derabbasi. Once he said it in the name of this Chacham, once in the name of the other Chacham. They were both Chaver, Rabbi Ami. Tosis points out there were four people. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi both had smicha. Rabbi can only have smicha in Eretz Yisrael, can't give smicha in Bovel. So the Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were good friends. And then in Bovel there was Rav Ami and Rav Asi, reverend, because he can't get smicha in Bovel. If he gets smicha in Eretz Yisrael, he moves to Bovel, so the smicha doesn't evaporate. But if he never went to Eretz Yisrael, so he can't have smicha. So these people, this was all in Eretz Yisrael. So sometimes he said it the name of Rabbi Yami, sometimes Rabbi Asi, the same thing. It's wonderful if a person is chayin and he gives tzedakah to the poor, or malva, lends money. What does it mean? You should eat, you shouldn't overeat, and you should eat decent meals, healthy food. Le'yolam yachalodam yishta pachas mimashi eshlo. If you can only afford so much, so you should buy for yourself. You should buy food as if you don't have so much money. Yechalodam yishta pachas mimashi eshlo. Yilbish miskase. But clothing you should buy b'meshi eshlo, corresponding to how much money you earn. And to buy clothing for your wife, yechaber ishto bon av yosem b'meshi eshlo. Well, when you buy clothing for your wife, that's the Gemara. Adam is chai b'kvod ishto more than b'kvod yechaber yosem b'gufo. He should spend more money on his wife's clothing than he spends on his own clothes. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah has one place. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the passage from the Gemara in Beitza that one's parnasa is determined on Rosh Hashanah for the whole year long. From Tishrei, everything is determined. So he complains about the wives that they want to buy more clothing and more jewelry and more everything, so the husbands have to work longer hours and they have less time to learn and so on. So he says that this is terrible, that even if the husband is going to work longer, he's not going to make more parnasa because it's established in Tishrei how much you're going to earn during the year. He has a whole bir halacha where he complains, pins the blame on the wives. The women are always at fault. The wives are at fault why they make the husbands work longer, because they want to have more jewelry and more clothing. But the Gemara says that he should spend more money on his wife's clothing than he spends on his own clothing. Why? Shame kluyim bo, because they're looking up to him. Who told me shama v'ayoyim? He's relying on the Rabban Shalom. They're relying on him. So he should spend more on the wife than on his own. Okay, shang it up. We got to learn a little Gemara. This is all I got. Okay, the next Gemara is very shocking Gemara. It's going to be a whole discussion till the Mishnah. So let's just begin it at least. Let's begin it. What's the din? A person takes sick, deathly sick on Shabbos, and the doctors say he needs some fresh flesh, and no one has any fresh flesh. So, would you recommend that they should get a goy to kill Amir the Nachr is mutter for Chodesh Eim B'Sakana? This guy's a Chodesh Eish B'Sakana. So would you recommend you should ask a goy to shecht something, it'll be nevela? Hakam Sheshachat is nevela. Or would you recommend that a Jew should shecht the Behema? A Jew is Machal Shabbos, by shecht and Behema is an Issa Kuris. If a person eats nevela, is an Issa Lav. So the Rishonim say one should have argued the point and said, the Gemara says in the end of Yuma, the last parak, there's a whole sugya, when a Chodesh Sheish B'Sakana has to eat treifas, machila mosa hakala kal tchila. If you can eat either chelev, which has an isa koris, a nevela, which is a lav, or a tevel, which is misa v'dei shamayim, so first you eat the lesser, the least avera. Nevela is less. And misa v'dei shamayim is a little more common than that, but chelev is koris, that's worse than that. So you should try to violate, to minimize the avera for the purpose of pikuach nefesh. So one would have thought that it's better to eat nevela than to have a Jew be Mechal Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos is an Issa Skil, an Issa Karius, and eating nevela is only an Issa Lab. So the Gemara says not so. Shecht and L'chayla b'Shabbos. We would recommend a Jew should shecht for the Chayla rather than have a Goy kill the Behemah. So all the Rishonim discuss why is that so.
And how much he needs? How much does he need?
So some Rishonim say he needs, let's say, 5 kazes. So he's going to eat 5 kazes. He's going to violate 5 times. Nevela is worse than one chilul Shabbos. When you kill an animal, when you shecht an animal, it's one chilul Shabbos. So the chilul Shabbos is skila and kares. But if you need nevela, you need 5 kazesim. So you're going to violate 5. So 5 less raveras are worse than one big aver. That's what some Rishonim say.
How do you make the
cheshbon?
Like, what, 3, 2, like...
Okay. Other Rishonim say, no, the guy's going to... He never ate nevela. They're going to tell him, he's going to hear that they had a goy shecht, they're going to throw it up. He's not going to want to eat it. All of his life, he never ate nevela. That's why. He's just not going to work. That's all discussion in the Rishonim. Why the din? But that is, the din is so. That's what it says in the Gemara. Shecht and l'chayla b'shabbis, rather than have a goy, kill the animal and feed the chayla sheish b'sakana and nevela, so you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos with the melacha derais and shecht. So the shayla is kisei hadam. Let's say if they shecht the behemah, so there's no mitzvah of kisei hadam. The doctor says he needs chaya, oaf, whatever he needs, duck, he needs goose, in order to save his life. So when you shecht it, you're mechal Shabbos for the chodesh yesh b'sakon. Then there's a tesis later that points out, that's the top tesis on Pezayin Amar Aleph, that Kisui Hadam is considered a gemara of the shechita. It's not ma'akev. Let's say you did shechita on a chai v'yof and you didn't do Kisui Hadam. It's not ma'akev, but it's considered the gemara of the shechita. So this gemara has a chiddush. If I had a heter mishum pikuach nefesh, there's a chodesh yesh b'sakon. I was permitted to shecht for the chayla on Shabbos, so not only am I permitted to be mechal Shabbos for the part that's ma'akev in the heter achila, the chayla can't eat unless I shecht it, I'm even allowed to be mechal Shabbos for the kisei adam, even though the kisei adam is not ma'akev, and the heter achila, kisei adam is a gemara of the shechita. So you're allowed to do the entire the entire shechita from the beginning to the end.
Is it hutra? That's right.
That's a question. Is it based on hutra as opposed to tchuya? Not so posh. Even if it's hutra, not so posh. Hutra, to the extent that you need it to eat it. You don't need the kisei adam to eat it. Not so posh. I don't know why everybody says that hutra. Chacham Avadya has a tshuva like that. He says everything is based on hutra. Not necessarily so. So this is a big chiddush. This is a big discussion in the Ramban. What kind of an iser is going to... Is he? We don't paskin like this. We don't paskin like this. When he said this in public, Dorash Ravena. Ravena gave a public shi'a pizcha de Bei Resh Galusa in front of the home of the Resh Galusa. And he's speaking at a mic, apparently. He's speaking very loud. Ashaykh l'chay l'bishabbos, if you have to do, you have to be mechal Shabbos, chayiv l'chassas, you're obligated to do kisei adam, even though there's going to be chilul Shabbos involved in the kisei adam. So Rabbi got so upset, he said, take away the mic. Throw him off. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's crazy. There is no such thing. We don't pass, and we pass, and are not allowed to. Moira's going to quote it, the Farish Abai, so you're not allowed to do Kisei Adam. But what exactly did he think? He's going to do Anisa Deraisa, he's going to do a Malacha Deraisa to do the Kisei Adam, he's going to do Anisa Derabbanan. So that's a big discussion in the Ramban. To what extent did Ravena think, we don't pass like him anyway, whatever he said, we're not going to accept it. But what did he think? He thought it's even more to do a din deraisa. There's such a similar din, but superficially similar. Let's say the moel is doing a bris on Shabbos. So the din is mil of his man, is decha Shabbos. So how much skin does the moel have to cut off? So the Gemara says in Rabbi Lezer, the mili has to cut off or hachoifes roifa atorah. Ruba kukulos, if it cuts off right, it's finished. But it's a sloppy job. You're going to have half of the orla still there. So the Gemara says there's an inyan of Hida mitzvah, not only to have a nice clean talis, and to have a nice pair of tefillin, to have a nice talis echo, to have a nice bris milah also. So the Gemara says, Mishum Hida mitzvah, the moel should cut off even the miut. The orachayf is roif ha-torah, he cut off roif, so rubik kukuloi, the milah is good. But kolzman, he didn't put the bandage on, kolzman shel asilik yado, then we should recommend you should take the knife again, put away the knife, you should take the knife again and cut off some more, to complete it. So you see that since there's a heter to do the bris milah on Shabbos, you're permitted even to do the hemshech of the bris milah, even though the hemshech is not miyaked, you're already yotze the mitzvah. The hemshech is for the purpose of hider mitzvah. That enhances the mitzvah. So similar over here. The shechita is really finished when you shecht the neck. Whatever, if it's a duck, so you shecht the corner or the vesh, you shecht one simen. But the Kisei Adam is a gemara of the Shechitas. Since there was a heter to be Mechal Shabbos for the Shechitas, he allowed to be Mechal Shabbos even for the gemara of the Shechitas. So the 2 days in the Ramban, that's for the Hemshech HaGemara, it sounds like he meant to be Mechal Shabbos on a Derabbanan, not on a Derais. On a Derais, he himself realized that that's utterly ridiculous. We'll have to learn the gemara.
Does he make a bracha
in the
Shechita when
he
shechts
on Shabbos? Yeah, he's doing a regular Shechita. He says a bracha, yes.
So the mila, when you're mamshich on the mila, that's another deraisa.
Yes, you're cutting more and you're causing more bleeding. But over there, it's called hida mitzvah. So hida mitzvah blends in; it enhances the mitzvah. Here, it's really a separate mitzvah to the gusi adam. But Tosis shows something more that it's a gemara of the shechita. So since the shechita was mutter, so Rabbi Yosef Engel has a long essay on this in his drushes. He gave a drusha for Shabbos Shuvah. And he gave a long arichas. Apparently, he gave very long drosh. He gave a long shia, long arichas about a gemar. When you started something behetah, so even okay. Next time we'll have to talk about it. This is a famous gemara. Baron Kotler used to be busy all week long. He lived in New York. He was always busy raising money for Chinuch Atzmai and for Lakewood. He used to come to the yeshiva on Shabbos when he couldn't raise any money. So they say, the story goes, that he gave a shiur on Shabbos on this Gemara, and he showed that the Chassam Sofer made a mistake. And he said, with chutzpah, I have a very shirah against the Chassam Sofer from this Gemara. So then when he ate Chalashudas in the yeshiva, by accident he cut his finger with the, he was cutting the challah with the knife, he cut his finger and he started to bleed a little bit. So he thought that it wasn't right. He said with a little too much chutzpah, they had enough in the Gemara. This Gemara is a raya against the Chassam Sofer. But when they printed it, have enough in the Gemara against the Chassam. They printed it exactly the way he said it in the Mishnah's Rabbar. That's how this story goes in Lakewood. So you got to learn that Gemara. It's some Gemara, yeah. He said on many different occasions, the Rambam in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam wrote the Pirush HaMishnayos in Arabic. Those of us who don't know Arabic, so we use the Hebrew translation. Some use the original Arabic. Huh? It's better. So the Rambam in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos printed in the back of Brachas, he describes what constitutes Torah Shebaal Peh. How many parts are there to Torah Shebaal Peh? So he says there are five parts to Torah Shebaal Peh. He says you have halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that's purely Torah Shebaal Peh. That tefillin has to be ravua, square, has to be shachar. There's no way to figure that out from the psukim. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Then you have drushes, midrash haturn to drushes pem. You figure out a new din by reading in between the line. It's a singular to plural, masculine to feminine, missing a vav, and an extra yud, an extra vav, extra phrase, klal prati klal. You read in between the lines and you figure out that's Torah Shebaal Peh. Then you have sometimes Pirushim Hamakubalim La Moshe Misina. You have a tradition that this is what it means. The Rambam gives an example, Pri Eitz Hodor. It doesn't mean you can take any fruit that appeals to you. It has to be an Esrog. They have a tradition that in every language there are certain expressions that have certain meanings, certain connotations. So we have traditions that Pri Eitz Hodor means Esrog. And Ein Tachasai means Mammon. We have traditions on a lot of things like that. Then those are three parts of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai, midrash haturn to drashes pem, and pirush hamakubalim l'moshe m'sinai. Then he has the fourth and the fifth sections of the Torah Shebaal Peh are the dinim derabbanan, the mitzvah sesed derabbanan, the mitzvah sles sesed derabbanan. Mitzvah sesed like mikra megillah, halachas neres chanukah. So that's takonis derabbanan, part of Torah Shebaal Peh. And then he has gzeiros that you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis, and you're not allowed to handle muktzah, and you're not allowed to eat chicken and milk. All a million and one. A trillion ones there is the Rabbanan. So the Rambam sounds like, very clearly, he's saying that all the dinim of the Rabbanan blend in to become the chelik of the Torah Shebaal Peh, the level of their Isa. That's what it sounds like. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that when he gave shiur for many years to the Balabatim on Maseches Brachas, over 10 years I remember, I was at the end, but then he made a big siyum at the end. So he said, one can raise a question, why did I spend so much time on brachas? Most of brachas are dinim derabbanan. So on the level of the rice, there's bittul Torah. It was only Talmud Torah and derabbanan. Maybe we should have learned zvachim and menachas, but ruba deruba is dinim deraisa, and the very little is dinim derabbanan. So it would have been more Talmud Torah deraisa. So he thought it's not correct. That even though the obligation to observe the dinim derabbanan, the chayv sagab, is only derabbanan, but a chefsa shel Torah is min haTorah. All the dinim derabbanan blend in to become a chelik of the Torah Shebaal Peh min haTorah. So there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah deraisa when you learn all the dinim derabbanan. So that's probably why the Gemara has a klal. Usually the Gemara has a klal called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein deraisa Tikkun. All the dinim derabbanan were patterned after dinim deraisa. The building blocks of the dinim have to be concepts and principles that exist on the level of deraisa. So we have, for example, they make takonis, you got to say so many different brachas on everything. How do you know that there exists? What do you mean, give a bracha to the Baruch Shalom? Is a pasuk in Chumash. Eretz Shalavim miskenes tochal balech mechalta v'savata v'rachta s'shem alakecha. So there is a concept on the level of the rice, a birchas almazen. The Baruch Shalom told us, he wants us to give him a bracha when we eat bread. So when the Rabbanan, they extended it, you give brachas. Birchas hanenen, birchas hashevach, birchas haidoyah, birchas hamitzvahs, most assume it's only the Rabbanan. So they made a lot of brachas from the Rabban, but the concept exists on the level. It's called the Tikkun Rabban. Okay, in the rice and Tikkun brachas exist on the level of the rice. Then they made Kriyas HaTorah every Shein Vachamishi, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Also, many assume Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos and Yom Tov is also only the Rabban and Al Pi Pashtas. So, but Kriyas HaTorah exists on the level of the rice. You have Hakel. once every 7 years, his father Mishnah Sashmita, he learned Kriyas HaTorah. So there's a concept of Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur on the level of the Raisa, and there's a Chiyuv once every 7 years, and then Midrabanan, they extended it many other places. So usually that's the klal. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein the Raisa thing. Once in a while, the Gemara has in Gitnan, the first parak on Daf Yud Gimel, that Maimat Shloshtin is a Takkun Rabbanan, Hilchasa B'loy Taima. So Taisa says it doesn't mean B'loy Taima is no reason. They didn't make up a din de rabbanan for no good reason. They had a very good reason to make it. Taisa explains the reason. But loy tam means it's not kein deraisa. It doesn't. It's not called a tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. Once in a while you have a din de rabbanan that's not patterned after a din deraisa. So we have a din de rabbanan that if a shina mokum tzarech levarach, if a person is eating in this room, he didn't wash for bread. He's eating in the room and then he walks outside. Then he comes back and he wants to continue and he has to say a new bracha. He wasn't Misiach Das, or he's eating in this room, then he wants to continue outside. So he has to say a new bracha. Shina Makam Tzarech Levarach. So where did they get that concept from? Shina Makam Tzarech Levarach. So the Pashto says that it's based, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun, it's based on the din by Korban Pesach. It says, B'bayis Echad Yeochel. So the Mishnah has a Machlekes HaTanaim, how do you translate that pasuk? So the accepted Shita in the Gemara, in the Machlekes HaTanaim is, a Pesach nechal b'shtein b'kaimus. Let's say, before you shech the carbon Pesach, you have to know in advance, miva miha ochlin. A Pesach ein a nechal ele lemenuya. You have to know who's going to eat it. You can't become mamuna after the shechita. You have to be mamuna before the shechita begins. So let's say, you have 10 people who are going to eat a carbon Pesach. So if you want to, you can divide the carbon Pesach after the shech, divide it in half. 5 people will eat in this street, in this house. The other 5 people eat in the other house. A Pesach nechal b'shtein b'kaimus. Ein ha'echal echal b'shtein b'kaimus. Any one person is not allowed to eat in two places. If he started eating here, he can eat as many kazesim as he wants. The Korban Pesach is not so big because it has to be before the first birthday, and usually they're born in this season of the year. So they're very tiny. So the Gemara says he usually used to have at least 10 people eat every Korban Pesach, but they didn't have so much. There wasn't so much to eat. You couldn't eat a whole big steak. Each one is going to get one or two kazesim. That's all they're going to get. So so let's say, and then the Gemara says, if you have a whole bunch of people eating Korban Pesach, one guy's going to hog everything, he's going to start eating everything. So the Gemara says, you have to eat within reason. You only paid for an equal share of everybody else. So you shouldn't eat more than your portion. So the Gemara has this thing, we pass on Allah, ein ha'echal echal b'shneim kam. You can eat more than one kazayis if you paid for it in advance and you're not cheating all the others. You can eat more than kazayis. But it has to be all b'may merechot. If you eat a kazayis, then you go away, then you come back, you can't continue to eat. That's called the new achila. Shina mokam is called the new achila. If you eat here, second kazayis, third kazayis, fourth kazayis, that's all considered one big achila. But once you make a shina mokam, you start eating here, you want to continue somewhere else, so you walk away, you come back, then you can't have a second achila on the Korban Pesach. Yeah. So I think the Pashto says that din de rabbanim, shina makam is called the new achila, shina makam tzarech levarach, you need a new birchas hanenin, is patterned after this din de raisa by the Korban Pesach. All the dinim de rabbanim, come out to all the dinim, called the tikkun rabbanim, kein de raisa tikkun. You have to always look in the Gemara, usually the Gemara will explain, what's the kein de raisa? What is the kein de raisa?
Why is it
there? So Avechik used to explain a lot. But I remember we used to sit right over here, the professor of math.
Chemia Klein,
right. So he told me that he read through my Sefer Eretz Tzvi. He says the recurrent theme is called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein. I didn't realize it. The lefty thumb. Then I looked through the Sefer. He's right. That's a recurring theme, because I quote so much from Rav Soloveitchik. Yeah. So many dinim de rabbanan, he always explained what's the kein deraisa.
So why by hamotzi the halacha is different?
Okay, so the Gemara gives the reason why it's tom bracha lachem and komo. Okay, we have details. The Gemara explains why. Very good.
It's bosher now.
Less than bosher.
I can.
The mikra, No, that's what that expression is. In every language, there are expressions that are not to be taken literally. In English, it's also like that. There are a lot of expressions that are not to be taken literally.
No. So why was it written like